As Jan said, I am doing my project, or I'll just give you a little bit of background on how we did this. So I go to University of Vermont College of Medicine, and as second-year students, as part of our medical school curriculum, we're required to do a course in public health. And since I had a public health background, I was really interested in making this culminate to be something that the students and I could all sort of really take to the next level and really get involved with. So what we did was we worked with an independent senior living facility where we had adults who were, actually, I'm going to get to that, but let me back up for a second and just talk to you why we decided to choose this topic. So as everyone knows, and I don't have to tell you because you're choosing to come to this this group, so you know how important aging is to public health. But as you know, older adults have unique nutritional needs. And so as medical students, we were sort of fascinated by these needs and what are they. And so we researched, and there's, you know, actually a fair amount of literature out there saying that adequate vitamin intake and things like that can prevent and actually has the potential to reduce certain things such as chronic disease, fall risks, dementia, and even Alzheimer's. What we are also really interested in is saying, look, what are these seniors, how are they living, and what, you know, what are they doing? What are their social habits around eating? Because social isolation is also something that that actually puts people at risk for eating poorly, and so I'll get into that. So if you're eating in a group, we came to find, and that's what I'm going to talk about, is you're actually going to eat better and you're going to eat more. And for seniors, that might actually be a good thing. So what did we do? So we partnered with Cathedral Square Corporation, which is actually a corporation based out of Burlington, Vermont, and they have several independent senior living facilities throughout Vermont. It's a nonprofit organization. And so Heinenberg Senior Facility is an independent senior living. They also have an assisted living program as well, but we worked in the senior independent living facility. And so we conducted focus groups to determine sort of the general concerns. You know, how are they eating? What are they eating? Do they eat in groups? Do they eat alone? And that was sort of our methodology. So we had 59 volunteer residents from the Heinenberg Senior Housing, and they ranged in age for 52 to 98 years. They median of 83, so they were more on the older side. I think 52 is a, you know, kind of outlier there for sure. Mostly female, and we conducted interviews with them, and just asking them questions like, you know, how many meals do you eat a day? Are you eating by yourself? How many fruits and vegetables do you get when you're eating? Do you eat as part of the food program that's offered at the facility? Because they do have weekly food programs there. And we kind of ask them, you know, how's your mood? How's your, you know, your general aspects of living? So what we did is we sort of inherited some of this project from students and faculty in a few years past. So what we did was we basically correlated all of the interview material, and we summarized them, and we basically put it into categorical data that we could actually analyze. And so we used ANOVA and Pearson's correlations, and what we were testing is what I'll show you here. So basically, we wanted to see, okay, we created a nutrition score, okay? So basically, the light green show, this is really descriptive statistics saying, okay, if you're in light green, you don't do these things. So if you're in dark green, you have less than two meals a day. You do not, sorry, have less than two meals a day. If you're light green, you do have less than two meals a day. So basically what we said is okay, we have less than two meals. That would be bad. Less than five fruits and vegetables. So the higher you score on this, the worse, essentially, okay? And so the idea here is we're creating a nutritional score that we can analyze and correlate with some modifiable, hopefully, risk factors. So eating alone, as you can see, almost 70% of our senior residents eat alone. So, and, you know, less than 5 fruits and vegetables, as we can see throughout all of our age groups, that's pretty common. So what did we find? So we found that through doing the ANOVA test, this is kind of a little bit of a busy slide, so I'll try to walk you through it quickly. The mean, I don't have a pointer, but the mean of 4.69 and 3.57 represent the mean of this composite nutrition score. Okay, so essentially if you're a higher mean, you can see that you're associated with more ED visits per year, falling, heart conditions, chronic pain, and diabetes. So essentially, if you have a higher poor nutritional score, you're more likely, we found in our residents, to be in the ED more often, falling, having heart conditions, having chronic pain and diabetes. And a lot of, you know, I presented this at a Vermont conference, and a lot of people said to me, well, seniors are already at risk of having falls, and they're already at risk. And of course they are, but what we're specifically doing is we're trying to actually look at just nutrition and the risks of having these things. So just based on those simple questions, you know, that we asked of daily living. So, like I said, this composite nutrition score was based on these 11 dichotomous questions. Are you eating alone? Yes, no. Are you the ones I talked about? And like I said, it, emphasizing that higher scores are actually are worse, which is kind of a little counterintuitive. Okay. So what did our results show? So our ANOVAs didn't reveal significant relationships on some things that we thought maybe they would. Didn't reveal significant relationships between nutrition and medical conditions like arthritis, anxiety, digestive problems, bowel incontinence, constipation, but did show significant correlations in the ones that I mentioned previously. And we actually did find a correlation between poor nutrition and depression also, but because that's sort of a entirely different topic, we decided to not go further with that, but it's definitely worth mentioning. So that was one piece. And then what we did, we said, okay, well, that's interesting data, but now what kind of recommendations can we offer this senior facility? And how can we really get involved in changing this among these senior residents? So based on researching these variables and things like that, we decided to do some focus groups in that actual institution. And so that's sort of where the real public health piece comes in, because all of that's just very interesting literature, but it's, you know, how can you take it to the next level in your community and actually do something to affect change, even in a small way? So we took, we did focus groups. And again, you know, the nature of focus groups, as you all may know, very small population, you know, 7 people, 8 people sitting around. But these people were people who were interested in nutrition, and they were interested in sort of being the advocates and speakers of their community, you know, their residents. And so we had 2 focus groups. So one was on nutrition and one was on social eating. So what we did is we asked them questions in the nutrition group, same kinds of things. What kinds of foods are you eating? How many, you know, fruits and vegetables, how many dairy? Do you get education about what you should be eating? Do you prepare meals on your own? You know, that kind of thing. Are you grocery shopping? Is there availability for you to grocery shop? So what we found were some kind of interesting things and things we didn't necessarily expect to find. So I think, you know, and this is sort of making a generalization, I'm not generalizing all older folks, but they tend to be pretty set in their ways, as you all may know. And, you know, they've been eating the same, you know, potluck, you know, meatloaf and, you know, meat and potatoes for years, and they're really not interested in changing them at 80 years old. But the thing is, they're not able to necessarily cook those meals like they were able to back, say, 20 years ago, or even 10 or 5 years ago, depending on their sort of dwindling health. And so we asked them, look, are you eating things out of cans? And gave them sort of strategies about how to do better with that. So there was actually general concern about still staying at a pretty decent weight, which was interesting. A lot of the older women actually said, look, I've had a weight issue my whole life. I can't eat that. And it was interesting that they had this dichotomy of really wanting, not knowing what to eat to be healthy, or they knew what they wanted to eat to be healthy, but they're like, well, I'm older anyway, so kind of what does it matter, you know? But we kind of tried to say to them, look, it does matter what nutrients you're getting because you're at risk for these things if your nutrition is poor or at higher risk. So they actually had a decreased interest in preparing meals, and they would, because they just didn't feel up to it. Their energy levels are low, so they didn't feel up to actually making the meals that they used to, and they knew that were better for them. So they would tend to graze on some high-calorie snacks throughout the day, especially if they didn't have anyone to fix food for, if they were widowed. So as you can see here, their use of multivitamins was low. They were interested in education. We asked them, would you be interested in having people to come talk to you about how to do better on this? And the general response was yes. We also, our other sort of branch was interested in sort of how do they eat? Do they eat alone? And what we found quickly was that the majority of them sort of, they've been eating alone for years now that they're widowed, really weren't as interested in changing that. But what we found through our research was that, look, you know, if you eat alone, you're less likely to eat poorer. I mean, you're more likely to eat poorer, excuse me, and you're more likely to eat less. And so we actually talked to the senior facility. We said, look, let's get more group dinners. Let's get more recipe exchanges. Let's get more things like that. And there was a strong interest, actually, among the focus group's participants of being in social activities involving food. So what's our future direction here? I mean, obviously, we, you know, interviewed a very small sample in our focus groups. But what we think is that, you know, this has implications among many senior independent housing facilities. We think it's very easy to get them our recommendations of taking daily multivitamins. Not difficult. They should be doing that. Every senior should be taking a multivitamin. They need vitamin B to prevent Alzheimer's. They need vitamin D for their calcium for their bones and osteoporosis, especially women. So it's just so simple, and we were shocked that they're not doing that. Increasing availability of theme dinners and social gatherings for them, just to you know, eat more and eat better. And socialize, and the implications of actually eating with people makes you happier, and it makes you eat better. And just actually bringing someone in to the facility to talk to them about eating well and eating better. So basically, we understand that this isn't really perhaps nationally broadly generalizable because of our sample, but we hope that at least for this one facility, we've actually shown them something that they can do very specifically to change. And we believe that improving, obviously, their nutrition is going to have an impact on other aspects of their health and help possibly prevent them from being the ED more, prevent them from worsening their other chronic health conditions that they may have. And so I think that's pretty much it. And a couple lessons that we learned. Like I said, there's a lack of awareness. I mean, unintentional weight loss among the elderly is a very significant independent risk factor for other chronic diseases. So they're losing weight, but they're still concerned about not gaining weight. And we need to find them ways to eat things that are good for them, that they don't perceive as being going to have them gain weight. And it's a complex issue, as I think we know. Seniors are sometimes a tough group to reach just because, like I said, once you've made it to your 80s and you've been doing things a long time, it's really hard to try to get them to change. But we're hoping that something very easy in their communities that they can very easily hold on to will be a good start. So I just want to thank people at my university for help with this project, and I guess that's it. Okay. Thank you very much.